Hobie Baker was the son of Alfred Thornton Baker, a wealthy upholsterer, and Mary Augusta Pemberton, a Philadelphia socialite. His parents divorced when he was 11, and Hobie and his brother Thornton were shipped off to St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. Paul Alley, who wrote and directed Golden, the Hobie Baker story, says it was there that Baker discovered he was a natural athlete.
There wasn't any sport that he got near that he wasn't able to master. And instead of the guys being jealous of him, this kid was so gentle of spirit and so natural at what he did that they just admired him.
It was at St. Paul's where Baker learned to play hockey, and it said he would spend nights on the frozen ponds of New Hampshire to perfect his skating and stick handling skills. He made the varsity team in his sophomore year, and upon graduation, Baker headed to Princeton University where he starred in both hockey and football.
When he showed up and got hold of a football and just ran up and down that field, people were astonished, and with hockey. I mean, he was the complete package, and Princeton was glad to have him.
During his collegiate career, Baker scored 180 points in football, a Princeton record that stood for half a century, and he's believed to have scored 120 goals in hockey for Old Nassau. But it wasn't just his athletic prowess that made him a standout. Adam Woden of Langhorne, Bucks County, is managing editor of collegehockeynews.com. He says Hobie Baker was both the ultimate gentleman and sportsman.
You know, he was considered not just the greatest athlete of his generation, along with Jim Thorpe, but also one of the greatest gentlemen. I mean, he took one penalty in his career. That's the legendary story. All the research you do suggests that that is indeed true, not just something that was apocryphal. You know, so the sportsmanship goes right in it.
After graduating from Princeton, Baker worked for a time on Wall Street, but was said to be bored and less than enthused about life in early 20th century corporate America. So when World War I broke out, he enlisted.
He was part of the U.S. Army Air Corps and flew in several missions over France and was credited with 3 enemy kills during the course of his career.
That's Wally Shaver, the legendary radio voice of the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers hockey team, as well as being the publicity director for the Hobie Baker Foundation and Award.
Unfortunately, Hobie Baker died. He had his return papers in his pocket, but took a repaired aircraft up for one last flight. It went about a quarter mile down the runway, got airborne, and crash-landed, and Hobie Baker passed away in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
When word of his death reached the States, a national day of mourning was declared. Princeton University built and named a hockey arena after him. But as the years passed, the legend of Hobie Baker faded further and further out of the national consciousness, even though he's the only person ever elected to both the football and hockey halls of fame. Then in 1981, a group of enthusiasts in Minnesota thought it was high time that college hockey had an award similar to college football's Heisman Trophy.
Chuck Bard was the general manager at the time of the Decathlon Athletic Club in Bloomington, Minnesota, and he and some friends of his with the athletic club decided that they'd like to honor the top college hockey player in the United States.
Adam Woden of collegehockeynews.com says the Baker Award considers a player's character, sportsmanship, and academic achievements as much as his feats on the ice.
There's a lot of emphasis on sportsmanship and that kind of thing that probably doesn't get spoken about as much in the Heisman conversation.
The award ceremony happens just before the start of the Frozen Four, hockey's version of the Final Four championship tournament. The ceremony is taking place at the Kimmel Center, which is less than 5 miles away from Baker's final resting place in West Laurel Hill Cemetery. And while this year's Hobie Baker Award winner is almost sure to find fame and fortune with an NHL contract, Paul Lally hopes that more people will come to know the award's namesake, the obscure gentleman sportsman from Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania.
Hobie was the greatest player who ever put on a pair of skates.
John Weber, WHYY News.